Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Christmas is closer than ever, and luckily, so is Amazon. Holiday shopping is right at your fingertips. Just be sure to access it at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Finish up your shopping the smart and thoughtful way, and have a Merry Christmas.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Sleigh bells, snow, are you chestnut in the land? Holy Spirit, oh, holy night, walking on the icicles. Hey, everybody, jingle land.
Yeah!
In the meadow, we can hark the angels. He is saying, I am Jackie Brown. We'll say, are you a Christian? You'll say, hey, man, I've got the bumper sticker on my crown. And we say, happy Christmas and Merry Kwanzaa and all the others. Happy Hanukkah too. Don't you be blue. Walking in the angel holy night. Welcome to Wide Open Wednesday, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Nick Podcast.
Woo! Thank you. Thank you. By the way, here's a programming note. On Friday's day before Christmas holiday show, we will be joined by legendary comedian Mr. Gilbert Gottfried. And you'll want to join us for that. That's going to be fantastic. Oh, how come my thing's not working? Hold on. Let me see. Hold on. There it is.
Is the phone?
Oh, it's so sensitive. It's Wide Open Wednesday.
It's a snowflake, Mike.
Let's go to Carl in Newark, New Jersey. Carl, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Happy holidays, my friend.
Thank you, Mike. Same to you guys. It's actually Newark, Delaware, but that's okay.
Newark, Delaware. I always got confused. I always went because it's pronounced Newark as opposed to Newark in New Jersey. Right.
That's correct.
It's also pronounced Duver. Did you know that? Duver, Delaware.
You know, I just perceived that Rob's going to be holiday Rob like for the next
it really pisses me
three
off.
Shows, and I'm not going to tolerate it this
well,
year.
In a way, that's actually why I'm calling. This is going to be a problem for me. I am 2 days behind on the podcast because Monday morning I was admitted to the hospital and I had surgery. And just a few minutes ago, I was listening to Monday's show, and I heard where Julia snuck into Robert's room with the air horn.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right.
And that is really tough on the incisions, I have to say.
Yeah, I bet. So do you have a new heart?
No, I don't have a new heart, but I've got some new new hardware in my spine.
Ooh.
Oh, look at you.
Oh, man, a back third, injury. Back injuries.
Yeah, my third spine surgery in 8 years, and... this time they had to do some of the operation through the front as well as the back. So I've got two incisions that I'm hoping to not split open while recuperating and listening to the podcast over the next few weeks.
When my uncle donated his kidney to my aunt, he found it quite helpful to keep a throw pillow. And anytime he laughed, he would squeeze the throw pillow to his incision, and it helped when he was laughing.
Because
I've got one.
Okay, good.
That's wonderful. Throw pillows are terrific. Don't ooze on them. That's it. That's it. Now, I don't mean to make you laugh there. I'm sorry. Don't do that because I empathize, especially if you're dealing with back pain. There's nothing worse. But have a happy holiday. Are you going to get out of the hospital in time for Christmas?
Yeah, I'm actually going to be going home tomorrow.
Yeah, of course. It's a silly question. I should have known the answer to that, for God's sake. They do major back surgery on you now, and they practically stop the car and let it roll a little bit when they're kicking you out of the door. That's the way it goes. But well, Merry Gary Krimble, and have a wonderful holiday, and we appreciate you supporting the show all the way down in Newark. I hope you. I wish for the new year a speedy recovery for you, my friend.
Thank you very much, guys. I'll be listening while I'm home.
Cool. Thank you so much. Let's go to Will in Spokane. Will, I'll tell you something. Washington State with Dirk Vastrick and company up there, some of the best listeners we have in the whole wide world. How are things in Spokane?
They are marvelous in Spokane.
That's wonderful. Mm. What can we do for you?
Well, first, I want to tell you that Broadchurch on Netflix, amazing show. You should check it out.
Why do I know that?
Broadchurch.
I think I may have looked at that. I may have looked at it.
What's it about?
It's a drama about a kid getting killed and figuring out who did it and all. It's
damn. That sounds fun.
Damn, Daniel.
Oh, it's time for the holidays.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah. But I
that's wonderful.
About my son meeting Joe Biden.
Oh, my gosh. Neat. That's kind of cool. Lay it on us.
Well, he's a political junkie like you. Like, he used to Google the, or DVR the news in the morning instead of SportsCenter. You know, I mean, he would get up and watch the politics of this thing. So he goes to Georgetown,
okay,
and he's doing his studying in the library, and he looks at some Facebook, and Joe Biden's on campus. So he runs out there to see him because that's like Michael Jordan to him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay, yeah, I get it. I get it for a Democrat. That's a
and there's
deal.
Biden walking across the campus there, walks up to him, starts talking to him. He's got the Secret Service kind of walking behind him, and he's talking to all these kids and said, "Here, let me see your phone." He called my wife. My wife was on the phone.
Oh,
my
son's cool.
Like, "Hey, I got the vice president on the phone. He wants to talk to you." And she's like, "The vice president of what?" United States. And she's like, "Call your dad, because I'm not talking to him." But then, and he texted a couple other kids and took pictures with them, and some kids were, he was looking for his granddaughter, I guess, to go there. And they said, "You want to see our dorm?" And he's like, "Sure." And they went up and checked out dorm room.
Oh my God. Joe Biden is so cool. That is so neat. That is so neat.
I'll send Rob's the only one that checks his Facebook message, but I'll send you some pictures. It's pretty cool.
I'd love that.
Send that along. I'd love to see that. That is a cool story.
Was that dig necessary, sir? You were having such a great time.
Thank you, Oscar.
And you said that Rob's the only one that cares.
I thought it was a really nice capper to a good call.
That's wonderful. Was I lying?
No, you weren't lying.
Nice button, sir. Good button on the story.
Hey, have a wonderful, happy holiday and Merry Christmas. Let's move on now and say hi to... we have an N Diamond from St. Petersburg, Florida, calling in, one of our regular callers here. Hello,
Burn
Mr. Diamond.
Your heart light. Let it shine wherever you go. I like my potato latkes with Kraft Baby marshmallows. Merry Christmas. Light them up. Light them up.
There we go. Thank you. Thank you, Nicky.
That's his best one yet.
Yeah. Eric from North Highlands, California. Hi, Eric. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Merry Christmas, gentlemen, and everybody associated with the Mike O'Mara Show. I can't believe I actually got through.
Well, you know what? It's easier than you might think.
Yeah.
And we love talking to people. By the way, 9 o'clock is different than 8 o'clock. Because people are getting ready to go to work and they're on their way. But this is pretty, they're rocking today. Maybe it's the holiday. Eric, what can we do for you?
Well, first of all, I wanted to wish you happy Christmas, happy Kwanzaa, happy Hanukkah. Did you guys get the books I sent you over the summer?
What books? We get a lot of books here at the TMOS headquarters.
Three copies of my book, Amputate This.
Yes!
Yes, we have them.
Oh, my God. And there was a big to-do here in studio about your book. Thank you for calling.
Well, share it. Enlighten me and refresh
Mike,
my memory
know.
Because it was back in the summer.
As we were reconfiguring the space, I found these books in a filing cabinet. I said, oh, my God. I can't believe.
They had been tucked away.
Yeah, I can't believe that these books someone sent. Our listener wrote this book, and it seems such a great idea and so inspiring. Rob, what do we do with these books? And he's like, well, you know, there's so much going on, yada, yada. And I said, well, we should reach out to him and tell him thank you. Did we reach out and tell him thank you?
I believe we thanked him.
No, but I said personally. He's a personal message.
I think did you ever get a thank you, sir?
And I did not.
Oh, then the answer is no.
The man, Mike.
Way to be so thoughtful, guys.
Yes.
Exactly why they say it's the thought that counts.
Yeah, thank you. Well, you were thought of, and there was a big internal fight off air. You should know about that.
This is true.
I held your book up to Rob, and I said, this man has lost a limb, and we need to talk to him.
Any chance I get to cause a controversy, I'm in. I'm all in on that.
It was
very cool.
It was so funny because, you know, Robert Lee cares the most out of all of us. And
you know, when
I threw
my back out yesterday, and, you know, I actually was walking into my kids' Christmas pageant with one of my old hip canes that I had, so I didn't put a lot of pressure on my back. And I looked, and I see this guy at the back, this older guy, that I said, hey, there's a guy, and he's got a cane. And I see him as I'm walking up through the crowd, and then I realized he didn't have a right leg. And I said, well, okay, that's the company that I'm keeping now. So that was... You know, but it's okay. You know, I'll be writing my book soon. Civil War Surgeon. That's what it's going to be. That's right. Merry Krimble
Thank
and
you,
Harry Holidays.
Appreciate it.
Let's go to Rick. Another call from Concord, California.
Hmm.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Just hear those sleigh bells ringing and ring ting tinging in two.
Hi, I'm John Tesh.
That's right.
You know, it's known that sunlight can actually give you an erection that lasts more than 4 hours. It's called priapism. And another Intelligence for Your Life moment with John Tesh. As a matter of fact, I've got one right now.
Oh, Tesh.
And you can hang a coat off of it.
You should mention the John Tesh. Per my usual routine, I'm driving to work this morning and listening to yesterday's show.
Mm, okay.
And very much enjoying your Tesh's take. I think got some good feedback
on Intelligence for Your Life. A lot of people seem to like that. Yes. I didn't realize he was widespread. I think he's successful. I think he's in a lot of markets. So
he's
a lot of
bigly.
Yeah, bigly.
Well, I think you're widespread, Mike.
Oh, God. All right. Yeah. That's a little creepy. All right. I'm going to hang up on you now. Thank you very much. Let's go to Mark from New Carrollton.
Hey.
A wonderful, wonderful metro stop. Hi, Mark.
Good morning, gentlemen. Happy holidays. Mike,
right back at you.
You and Rob have ruined me for life.
Mm. All right.
Okay. Tell us how.
Sunday morning, there's the CBS morning yap show called CBS Sunday Morning.
Sure.
And they had a feature on Michael McDonald.
Oh, no. I didn't see that one.
So my wife is up in the kitchen. I'm in the man cave television room. And they showed five different spots or clips of that. And all I heard was the dueling Michael McDonald five times over, laughing out loud. And my wife comes down and goes, "What's so funny about CBS Sunday morning?"
That's a great call.
I love that.
That is great.
Thank you,
know, Mark, you
gentlemen.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
We almost did that for our New Orleans show, but we decided against it at the last minute. There was just too much going on.
Lots of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's a Merry Christmas to everybody. Okay, here we go.
You don't know me, but I'm your brother. This is your
Thank you. Okay, that's enough. Thank you. Thank you very much. Moving
to get
along
to the high note.
Let's go to Salt Lake City and say hi to Drew. Drew, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good Boulder.
Good morning, guys, and Merry Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho.
I just wanted to say how much I love you guys, and I have a 45 commute to work every day both ways, so you guys fit that time perfectly and make the commute much, much more bearable.
All right. In D.C., they would call that a two-mile commute.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
That'd be
a
two-mile commute in D.C., 45 minutes.
And I was wondering if I could get Rob's help on something.
Sure. I'm very busy.
Okay. Come on, Rob.
Well, all right. Make it quick.
I know how much you like, how much you know about music.
Yes.
And I found an unidentified piece of music in my collection that I'm trying to figure out where it's from and who it is. I was wondering if you could help me if I play a little bit for you.
You can. I'd like that. Yeah.
All right. Let's listen.
All right. Here it is.
All right. Lay it on us.
I knew it. I knew this.
Five. He stole it from you.
I almost called it, but good. Well played, sir.
Only got 5 days more. Only
one,
got five
two,
days more.
Three, four, five. Only five shopping days on Christmas. Don't say we didn't warn you.
Oh, I love that.
That was well done, sir. But wow. I have to add this, okay?
Right, hi, this is the Money Man. That's right, Eddie Money. Wishing you and yours a very, very happy holiday.
There it is.
Peace and our time for the new year.
Attaboy.
It's going to bother him for the rest of the day.
Rob, go ahead. Play yours. Play the real version.
I really need to do it. I'm sorry, or something will turn blue. I need the release.
One, two. Does he really count? It's the same one.
5 days left for Christmas shopping. 5 days left to fill the stocking.
Five.
5 days left for Christmas shopping.
Only got 5 days more.
One, two, three, four, five. Only five shopping days till Christmas. Don't say we didn't warn you.
The amazing thing is when he counted to five, he was counting olives on a bar.
I know. And he actually delivered that through his right nostril. Let's go to the entertainment mecca of the East, otherwise known as Olney, Maryland.
Oh, yes.
Home of Mrs. Oscar's, not Mrs. Oscar Santana, what's your father's first name?
Mrs. Jose Luis Santana.
Mrs. Jose Luis Santana, mother of Oscar. Let's say hi to Ed. Ed, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. This is English as a second language. Oscar teacher of English second language.
what? You know, Move along, sir.
So
yes.
Proud, so proud of Oscar. He does so good with his English, and
he does so good.
He never does use the word the like I taught him. He always draws out the and when he don't know what to say. That boy done good.
Why is everybody busting Oscar's balls today?
Because I'm Teflon, Mike. Yeah, I'm Teflon.
He's the Teflon podcaster.
Sir, where in Olney do you live?
I live right there on Buttermilk Lane.
Oh.
Wow. Nice. That's the good part.
I don't care about the Oscar part. I like the whole English teacher. Yeah. How long have you been English teacher, sir?
Well, I done graduate elementary in 1977. So, you know, about 27 years, I guess. I think that's right.
As an English teacher, are you also a linguist? Because you seem to organically gain and lose dialects as you speak.
Why, thank you. Thank you, Rob. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
Well done.
That's it. We end on that one. Let's move on to where are we going here? We are going from Virginia to Virginia and Fried, our friend in Virginia.
Hey,
Merry Christmas, Fried. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
There he is. It's always low energy on the show, Fried. Hey,
are
Fried,
you okay?
Are you okay? How are you doing, pal?
I'm awesome, man. How are you all?
Are you? Have you been to any Christmas parties? Are you hungover?
No. Well. Yeah.
Let's be honest.
A little bit.
Fried and I had a private conversation, and he was telling me that he was fortunate enough to visit the great Mecca of New York City and may have behaved a little bit badly. Are you still piecing together that weekend, Fried?
No, it's my wife made it quite clear.
That is funny.
Well, we all know where your passions lie, Ralph. How did you like Hamilton?
Oh, fabulous.
Do you remember, Fried, what the watering hole where you did most of your damage was? Do you remember? Was there a particular bar that you enjoyed?
Oh, absolutely. It's Jack Dempsey's. It's
old one. Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah.
Put up your dukes. Jack Dempsey.
Isn't that
That's
featured?
The Clayton guy.
It's featured in The Godfather.
Yeah,
they drive by Jack Dempsey's in The Godfather, yeah.
Well, there you go. Good place to do it. Good place. Well, Ralph.
But I just wanted to call real quick, say Merry Christmas, and hope you guys have a great holiday. And everybody be safe.
Well, you know
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Ralph.
And for my kids' sake, too, thank you for all that wonderful hockey equipment.
Go Cats.
I appreciate that.
Woo!
Merry Christmas to you and your whole family, Fried. Thank you very much. Let's go to David from Silver Spring, Maryland. David, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good morning. Great Wide Open Wednesday, by the way.
Good morning, guys, and I'm really, really sorry about yesterday. I'm sorry I didn't mean to just show up and walk in, and I thought there would be 5,000 interns, like, throwing me to the ground or something. I didn't mean it. You know, the Hanukkah season is upon me. It's the last day, and I was so full of joy. I just wanted to share it with all of you.
Is this the real guy that showed up? Because I know I got an email, a Facebook message from you and responded. If this is David, is it David? What's the last
Smolar,
Rob?
Smolar.
I love it when Rob gets all weird. Rob gets more weird
gets
on this guy
really
than anybody
tight.
Else.
It's like you have
because
something
Rob has
he
a closer
have.
Relationship with some of these people than I do. So Rob, this guy, is this the real guy?
I can't tell by the voice. I really can't.
Can you try to identify him?
Well, what is your middle initial?
Every time I call with my real voice, you guys think it's a put on because I have a voice for radio. So I'm talking my normal voice right now. I'm
I think it is him. Yeah.
Your
so middle initial. What is your middle initial, sir?
Middle initial is J.
That's good. Yeah, that's him.
All right. So,
can I ask him a question about his gift?
Go ahead.
Sir, you brought the smallest can I think available, maybe a single hitter. The Jelly Belly jelly beans that are the flavor of beer.
Beer beans. Yeah,
it was a beer can. Yeah. You brought one of those. Was that the only gift you brought, or did we stop you from the other gifts that were in the car?
Because we can stay after if you want to come back.
Yeah.
No!
I don't want to mean to say you're cheap, but you're cheap.
First of all, I wanted something everybody could share, but because it's in a can dispenser, you're not sharing diseases while you're sharing the beans instead of putting it in a big bowl.
That was a serving for one. Have you seen the crew here?
Well, I did bring two gifts, and, you know, of course, the other one was myself.
David, happy yesterday. By the way, yesterday. Hold on, shut up, David. Yesterday was the last day of Hanukkah, correct? This is not the last day. Yesterday was, correct?
Last night began the last night, so we're sitting on the last day. And when the sun goes down, that's the end of the ball game, and for a whole goddamn year. So,
Is there anything special prior to sundown on the last day? I know that the eight nights where everybody gets a gift every night, supposedly. Is there anything special you do right before? Is there any big deal to wrap up Hanukkah?
I might have an appointment with my therapist this morning, but other than that. But,
okay, all right. Thank you, David. Merry Christmas.
Eight crazy copays.
let's go to Oklahoma City out in the heartland and say hi to Kyle. Kyle, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing this morning?
We're doing great. What can we do for you? What a wonderful Wide Open Wednesday. By the way, for all the people that got mad at me about Wide Open Wednesday and said that I was snarky and all that horrible stuff, you know, I love Wide Open Wednesday when it's like this. I'm very, very pleased and very happy. Kyle, take it away.
Well, just driving to work in a fog that's thicker than bear soup right now.
Ew.
I just want to wish
in Oklahoma.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Mm. Hey, guys, I just want to wish you guys a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and keep bringing the funny, man.
Thank you very much, Kyle. Merry Christmas to you in Oklahoma City. Hey, let me say this, too. I noticed today, watching the national news, that they're already beginning to conjure with an East Coast potential for a snowstorm around Christmas. Mm-hmm. And I believe I said to my wife, I said, I believe that when I was on the East Coast last Christmas, that I think maybe five out of the last 7 years, you've got the potential of a snowstorm on Christmas. I think they love to say there's the potential of a snow on Christmas.
They love messing with us.
There's
Mike.
A young man, Mike. There's a young man on Channel 5 named Tucker Barnes. I think he's an intern, and he was doing the weather this morning, and he used one of my favorite phrases. There is a slight chance on Christmas morning for a conversational amount of snow.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Chuck.
Conversation.
Hey, listen, we got a break. We got a break, but before we do, this is always very important because you know what? Even though it's the holiday season, you don't stop making money if you're invested in the market. Let's get Mohammed from Woodbridge, who is on, Mo, with your stock tip of the day. Take it away, Mo.
Pfizer. PFE.
Way to go with big drug company. Big drug company, Mo.
It's risky, but it could pay off.
Didn't they just lose the Viagra patent?
Oh. Viagra. Ho, ho, ho. Start the show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
We now return to "Twas the Night Before Christmas," as read by Norm MacDonald.
"Twas the Night Before Christmas." Wait, "twas"? What's "twas"? Is that short for "it was"? What kind of rush are you in, man? You can't just say "it was"? Oh, you saved a lot of time there, fella. Oh, don't come at me with that "it was" stuff. I got things to do. Got to get down to the donut shop. You know, 2 days ago, I was at the donut shop, and I said, "Hey, donut guy, you got anything warm back there?" He says, "Try the fritters. They were." They were? What does that even mean? They were. You must mean "twer," the fritters twer warm. What's that? We're out of time. Oh, I'm fired.
Scientists have created a genetically superior Christmas tree that will be taller, stronger, and tougher than other trees. One downside, if you don't like your presents, it will kill you. It's a hell of a downside there. And, a sheepdog carrying $250,000 worth of cocaine in its stomach was found at JFK Airport earlier this week. A customs agent got suspicious when he saw two airline employees taking turns sniffing the dog's ass.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Ho, 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 ho. Happy holidays from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show is a jolly worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it under the old mistletoe. And if you're here, you are in the no-no-ho-ho-ho. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24-7 on the North Pole stream. Get our show every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. It's wide open Wednesday, and we're happy to have you here. And I sprung to my sleigh so lively and quick. I knew in a second that it must be some prick.
Are you excited to broadcast? Are you excited to broadcast from the igloo this week?
Oh, I sure am. It's real exciting. It really, really is exciting. I've got a cup of cocoa here and candy canes and mistletoe and beer. Let me see. Our show today is brought to you by Quip. I challenge you to find a gift that is affordable, practical, and Instagram worthy. Give up? Do you? Well, look no further than Quip, the electric toothbrush that looks like it was designed by Apple, but without the high price. Quip is the new electric toothbrush that packs just the right amount of vibrations into an ultra-slim design at a fraction of the cost of bulkier brushes. Quip comes with a mount that goes right on your mirror. That's where mine is, and I've got my new brush head, too. It's ducky. I love it. It's backed by a network of over 10,000 dental professionals. Quip is also offering subscription plans that deliver new brush heads on a dentist-recommended three-month schedule for just $5, including free shipping worldwide. The Quip electric toothbrush is featured in just about every gift guide this year, like Forbes, GQ, and Men's Health.
Nice.
It's wonderful. Quip starts at just $25, and right now, when you go to getquip.com/TMOS, you get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/TMOS. That's GETQUIP.com/TMOS. It's space age. It looks like something that came from space. And I mean that. It comes with a little dome on the brush head. Like, it's like, Jane, stop this crazy thing.
Easy to travel with. It is so easy to travel with. It's the best toothbrush I've ever had.
So
it does wonderful. Look like you're in a spaceship.
Yeah.
Space creatures. Yes. Humans and space creatures. Let's go to Dana in Rob's hometown of Leesburg, Virginia.
Yay.
Dana, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Go.
Hi. Is this the Ice Ensconce Nerve Center?
Yes, the Ice Ensconce Frigid North Pole Nerve Center.
That is great.
I was calling, one, to wish you all a Merry Christmas. Love you guys.
Thank you.
Very
Christmas.
Much.
Thank you. Same to you.
And my second question was for Oscar. I was wondering, what does one get for the scholarship winner who has everything?
That is a great question. You know what? That dovetails. I've been meaning for like the last 2 weeks to ask the guys what they want and what they're giving. What do you have planned for your... This is the first Christmas where Shannon is your betrothed.
Mm.
She is Mrs. Oscar.
Man and wife, Mike. Man and wife.
Very excited.
Instead of the 12 days of Christmas, we have a tradition in the Santana household where I remind the scholarship recipient what I've done for them that year.
Oh, how nice
yes,
is that?
Yes,
that's wow. So terrific.
For example, last night we talked about the idea that in the new year, it would be nice for her to get a government job so we could have some sort of healthcare that is better than what I'm currently being offered through the exchange.
That sounds like the discussion I have in my house.
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
And she
that's
said,
wonderful.
She said, what about the scholarship? And I said, the endowment has gone down. So we have to figure out exactly how to make up that dollar.
Didn't your wife get a government job, Rob?
Yes.
Aren't you on her medical plan now?
Yes, but we always can do better. Money-wise, we could always do better.
We could always do better.
I love to
That's
hear about
awesome.
The 12 days of Oscar in his little spite house where you can actually hang tinsel on the tension.
Yeah, I pointed at our lovely, it's a bench where you can sit down. And
that's the best kind of bench.
Yeah, but there's no cushion there, and there hasn't been a cushion there for 3 months. And I said, what about that? I'm just staring at wood. I'm staring at wood. I paid for the bench, but there's no cushion.
Usually it's the other way around.
Yeah.
Go get a cushion, damn it. Let's go to, Chris in Delaware. Another call from Delaware.
Nice.
Good morning, Chris. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good morning, guys. Merry Christmas. Love the show. Very excited. And I just want to share, I'm a new employee at the University of Delaware and got kind of caught up in everything going on. And I'm excited that Christmas is coming, but I was just curious if you guys knew how many shopping days were left.
Now, you're a little late to the party with that because, you know, we've got some people that have actually jumped in on that fun. Rob already played the shot. Rob, do you want to give it a threefer on this particular day for this gentleman?
What's his name again?
His name is Chris from Delaware.
Chris, there are 17 shopping days until Christmas.
17 shopping days. Yeah.
Okay.
Take your time. You got plenty.
Yeah, the man was working with students, our future. He got caught up with the University of Delaware.
If he's working with our students, tell him to look at a freaking calendar. It ain't science.
By the way, if it is the University of Delaware, it's the paintbrushes. That's the mascot, the paintbrushes for DuPont.
Okay. That's so funny.
Go to a guy that I think we gave fruitcake to and got an answering machine, but he's calling live now. Paulie,
hey,
from
Paulie!
Brooklyn. Paulie.
Oh, how the frig are you?
Hey, forget about it. Paulie, you got your fruitcake coming on the way, man.
Hey, Mike, let me tell you something. First of all, with the letter, you started out the letter, you went, oh, 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 oh. It ain't that. It's, oh!
Sorry. Sorry, Paulie, my bad. My mistake on that one. Sorry about that.
If you don't pay me by Tuesday, you'll be in a hospital bed by Wednesday. Capiche? That's how it is.
Oh, I get it. I get it. I understand completely. That's it. That's it, Paulie. Yes, go ahead.
So I left a message last week on my answering machine. My wife calls up. She goes, what the hell type of message is that? I said, listen, I'm trying to win a friggin' fruitcake over here. You understand? Right? So, of course, she thinks I'm nuts. So now yesterday, I was at the Star Wars movie, and the phone rings. I see Washington. I said, you got to be kidding me. But I wanted you guys to hear the message. And when I got out of that theater, listen, it's an honor and a privilege to have you guys laugh at anything I say to you.
That's awesome. That's awesome. That, you know, and by the way, Paulie's pointing to the fact that when we give our fruitcakes away, if you're not going to be able to answer your phone, like you're going to a Star Wars movie or you're at work or you're doing something like that, what you do is you put a reference to the fruitcake on your answering machine and you will be a winner. It's that easy. It's amazing how many people don't pay attention to the rules and they don't get a fruitcake like Paulie did. Paulie's getting the fruitcake.
Nobody listens. They all send emails to the wrong address. And remember, Mike said, it's not hard, even if you're going to a Star Wars movie.
Yes, even if you're going to a Star Wars movie. Forget about it.
Hey, Mike. Mike.
Yes. Yeah, Paul.
So my next message I get from Falls Church, and Rob butt dials me for 4 minutes talking about how they're going to do promos.
Oh, no.
Jesus.
Wait a minute. So now I see Falls Church. I call up. And I go, oh, who's this? And he goes, Rob. I go, oh, Rob A., it's Paulie from Brooklyn. He goes, Paulie, I really can't hear you. And shocker, he's in Costco at the moment.
I was. I said, you're not going to believe this, but I'm in Costco. But we did have a chance to swap a few words between the breakup of the satellite connection. And you're great, man. You were so nice, and thank you for calling
back. I love
you
to death. I love you.
Thank you, Paulie. Merry Christmas, my friend. I appreciate that. And, Rob was doing a lot of calls when the workday started at 5 o'clock yesterday. Kelly from Richmond. Kelly, you know how I am. Well, I get a lot of calls late in the day.
I would love to
at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, you'd rather have him in the morning?
Oh, you bet your ass I'd rather.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you can totally get it over, but then you get in a bad mood.
Yeah, when you wake up at 7.
No, I would rather talk to you. I would rather talk to you in the morning, but then it sets the tone. If it's bad news, it ruins the day.
No, well, it's...
when is there ever bad news?
There's never bad news on this show. Kelly from Richmond.
Hello.
You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're wonderful. Okay. What can we do for you today?
I am calling with the newest, youngest listener. We're still at the hospital.
Oh my goodness gracious. A newborn listener. A TMOS baby. That is so exciting. What is the little one's name?
Charlotte Abigail.
Oh, I have... we have a Charlotte in my family, too.
Right. I love listening to you guys.
Do you realize that my nephew Michael's daughter, his second daughter after Eleanor, is baby Charlotte, and baby Charlotte is technically the same year of birth as your baby.
That's
Charlotte.
Awesome. Great.
When you announced that. Yeah. Oh,
how is Charlotte doing? How's Charlotte doing?
She's doing fabulous, and she has three older sisters to come home to.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And I wanted to thank you, Mike. You read one of my letters I think it was a month ago, and I told you that the girls like the, his, I know I can't think of his real name, but you do the impression of a guy that does the Project Runway. But he's
Tim Gunn. Yeah. Well, once you, let me just say to Baby Charlotte, I'll do this for it. Okay. Baby Charlotte, what are you wearing today? What are you wearing? What's the Modern Hearts Hospital garb? You know, you may have given birth and been in a hospital bed, but you can still be fashionable. That's exactly what I'm Tim Gunn. Well, listen, to Baby Charlotte and to your whole family, have a Merry Christmas. You got the best Christmas that you can get. That's
Thank
awesome.
Thank you. Happy
Thank
holidays.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
A ton of calls today on a, what you holding up there? I don't know.
I was going to have Tim Gunn say his catchphrase, make it work.
Yeah, I'd love for you to see how that looks in my screen.
I didn't have time to text it. I'm
it's
sorry.
It's a bright white light is what I'm looking at.
Are you sure you're not dying?
Ron from Baltimore. Ron, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I can't believe I'm actually talking to you guys.
You are.
Merry Christmas,
are.
Boys.
Hi.
Merry Christmas to
Merry
you,
Christmas.
Ron.
I actually have a couple of questions. Actually, I want to tell you two things first, and then I have two quick questions. First of all, when I found you guys, what have you guys been on, like 9 years now? 8 years?
8 years, eight-year anniversary years. On December 7th.
I was in the throes of really bad depression, and you guys brought me out. Helped bring me
out. That's nice.
That's awesome. Love to hear that. That's
and
fantastic.
Every day that I listen to you in my car, I nearly wreck from laughing so hard at something one of you says. And then I have two questions. One is for Oscar. Whatever happened to Winston? And then I have one for Rob. Whatever happened to Julia's Fallout Boy report back from when she used the credentials of the Mike O'Mara Show?
Oh, she had trouble getting backstage to that, and that was not Fallout Boy. That was what was the name of that festival? It had a weird sort of hippie name. She did not was not able to get backstage.
Lilith Fair.
It was not Lilith Fair. I think it was Burning Man.
Bonnaroo. Molly Fest.
Probably on points, all of them.
Yeah.
As far as Winston is concerned, Winston, his house, well, his cat condo got condemned because a raccoon moved in.
Oh, and dear. Sublet?
Because the raccoon moved in, we realized that our neighbors are having issues with their garbage, and with the whole mouse and rat problem we're having in the city, we decided that our neighbors put two and two together. They knew the raccoon was living in Winston's house when Winston wasn't there. So
a
we shut it down.
Moved in.
Yes.
So you're a slumlord.
Winston.
I was a slumlord. We had to condemn it.
Yeah.
Ron, is
Merry
that it? We gotta,
guys.
Merry Christmas to you, my friend.
Merry Christmas.
Have a great holiday. We got to move on. Hold on to these calls. Hey, we're going to a third segment of Wide Open Wednesday. That's a nice Christmas present for all of us.
Mike.
So we will take some more calls from you at 1-888-920-6673 on Wide Open Wednesday, the Christmas version of Wide Open Wednesday. While you enjoy the song Stylings of Earth, Wind, and Fire, we'll be right back with more fun and more thrills. Merry Christmas from the Mike O'Mara Show.
Do you remember?
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
If I had to guess my IQ, I would say it's about a million.
Thing is, I've always thought IQ tests were kind of math-based, and if that's the case, I would probably fail miserably. I
seem to recall most of them, there is some math, but there's also some spatial stuff. You know what I remember when I was being tested, what I couldn't figure out?
The man's hand touching your penis?
That's right.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Disgusting.
Who would say such a thing?
That's so sick. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial.
Yeah.
Hey, we've been telling you that this is the time to lock in great rates, and you need somebody to guide you through the process. We know people personally at the Mike O'Mara Show that can help you through the financing or refinancing process for you. It's Cornerstone First Financial. They're going to be able to get you through the process quickly and easily. The Fed met last week. They have raised rates. They're going to, and you got to lock in your rate this week.
Do it.
Cornerstone First Financial. They will be able to make it happen for you, but you got to act now. Right now, days actually matter. Whether buying or refinancing, Cornerstone First Financial understands that it's your money on the line, and they're going to take care of you. Trust us. They know Oscar. They know all of us in the building. They're wonderful neighbors at our offices in Washington, D.C. All you have to do is click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS. Tell them Merry Christmas and receive a free appraisal at closing. You don't even have to say the Merry Christmas
part. But it'd be nice.
That's cornerstonefirst.com/TMOS or call 202-625-1221. Personal attention from application to closing. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. And Merry Christmas from everyone at Cornerstone First Financial. It is the Wide Open Wednesday Christmas edition. And let's go to Lynn from D.C. Lynn, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Merry Christmas and good morning to you.
Merry Christmas, gentlemen. This is your D.C. ambassador.
Oh, it's Lina.
Oh, hi, Lina. How are you?
How are you guys?
Good.
We're doing beautifully. We're doing great.
I want to make sure I told you all a very Merry Christmas. I want to definitely give a shout-out to my O'Mara chicks out there. Mm.
The O'Mara chicks. And Lina was down in New Orleans, and I know you you ladies partied like 1999.
Yeah, we had a very good time. Let me give a shout-out to a few names, please.
Sure. Go ahead. It's Christmas time. It's your. The floor is yours, Lina.
All right, I want to shout out to my side chick, Steph B, Stephanie Baker, and my little mama, Stephanie Madelich, Jolene White, got Christy, we got Stephanie Larson, got Ginger Heflin out there, who I missed in New Orleans. Need to see you, baby. Need to see you in Vegas. Need to see you in Vegas.
Awesome.
To my sisters on this side of the world, my Linda Herr and my Sue Fedor, we missed you, baby. We want to see you in Vegas as much as well. And also to Merle. Hey, Merle. And Gina Thornton, all my girls out there, all my marriage chicks, rise up, have a good holiday, and bless you guys. Thank you so much for doing what you do.
Oh, that's very
thank you, Lina.
Merry Christmas, Lina.
To you, too. We appreciate that. I love getting
big
all those names.
Way.
A lot of those names we know very well, and that's very, very cool. Let's go to Nick in Charlotte, North Carolina. Nick, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good morning.
Good morning, and Merry effing Christmas, my boys.
Merry Christmas!
Ho, ho, pimp. Hey, listen, I was given the honor of playing for you guys in New Orleans. I'm Nick Loader for the band Gump Fiction.
Oh, it's
and
Nick.
You did a great job.
Singer.
Round of applause
Thank
for you.
You,
you did a fantastic job. Well done.
I just wanted to give you guys a shout out. And I will have to say, we play probably 50 shows a year, and we have never vomited more than the weekend of New Orleans. It was amazing.
It was that town. Let me tell you, I was telling somebody the other day that I got into town on Thursday, ran into Rob and Oscar out and about in the quarter on Thursday night, and I pretty much, that was it. I partied really one night because it was so intense in that town, and I know that Rob and Oscar logged a few more nights than I do, and our interns practically did six
they
days
live there.
Of
yeah.
nonstop partying, but it was great. And the band was fantastic, and I know you sounded really good because you had a 9-hour sound check to get that band sounding good.
Oh, my gosh. You guys talked about it at the show afterwards. We've never had a sound check that long, and I feel so guilty because
it wasn't your fault. We were sitting there, and, you know, it's like you always know when you arrive at the venue and the people aren't there. You know it's going to be a long afternoon, and you know it was. But you know
point,
what? Go ahead.
At one point, I almost said, "Guys, we're good. Maybe like the headliners."
We're okay here. The bass drum sounds fantastic. Well, listen. Good luck. I guess you guys got a lot of gigs during the holidays, but thank you so much.
Yeah.
And we hope the
great band.
I'm
super
so
nice.
Glad you called because it means the experience was good for you, and that's what we do
absolutely.
We get our bands for our live show. And really, who knows? Maybe a gig in the future. Who knows?
We
never
love
because,
it. If I may.
Yes.
I got
go
a text from Rob that night, and it is probably the best drunk text I have ever received in my life.
Wow.
Can
I
you
don't
share it with
I
us?
Don't remember this.
May I read it?
Please.
Yes,
oh,
of course.
Yes.
Here we go.
I know you hate it because it's on my phone. Here it is. And granted, this is two sentences.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Don't talk hairy rock and roll guitars, period. It's your old buddy Robin. We're deja vu, so you should come and have a fried pickle, and Merle will buy you a beer. Also, I enjoyed the ketchup. It's very fancy cancer. It's easy to do when your ship comes in. Blow a man down in your shorts. Far too tight in this sea. How does it go? I don't know this voice to text. If tomorrow is the demand, it's worthwhile. Who is short, as it should not visit. Okay, Pookie, headed that way.
Oh, my God.
That is so scary.
That is voice to text when the voice is non-coherent. That is
oh
what that
my
is.
God.
There's a little Caddyshack in there.
But Nick, thank you. That's the best. Merry Christmas to you and the whole band,
Christmas
brother.
Christmas card.
Yeah.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you very much. We appreciate the call.
It's all coming
let's
together.
Get to, A couple more on. Gosh, we are getting a ton of calls today. Tim from Portland, Oregon. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good morning.
Gentlemen, thank you as always. I spend a ton of time on the road in my job. And years ago on the old Don and Mike Show, Mike, you mentioned that on the road, when you're feeling that urgent need to push, you would go to only a Starbucks or a hotel lobby. And I have held that advice to be true and have religiously adhered to it. My question is, as time has gone on and when you need to strain at issue due to a gonorrhea, has your scope augmented in terms of places you're comfortable to snap?
Let me tell you, I don't remember it being Starbucks. I remember it being, I can tell you exactly where it was. And it was the Lord and Taylor in the Fair Oaks Mall, which was my go-to when
you
I would be on the road.
You love department store bathrooms.
There was urgency. I will tell you this, Tim. There was urgency recently, and we were down in Naples, Florida. And Naples is a big place down here. It's big. Bigger than where we live. And so it's spread out. It's spread out a lot. And we were about at the halfway mark. And we are halfway between our home and the coastal mall of Naples, Florida. And I said, Carla, take me to the mall. She said, why? I said, I got to go poo. She said, take me to the mall. Take me to the mall. And she wouldn't take me to the mall. She would not take me to the mall. And I said, I'm not going to the racetrack gas station. I am not pooping in there. I don't want to. The bottom line is, and this is everybody can take this to heart. If you are, as I'm sure many people are, concerned with the hygiene of facilities.
Sure.
You want to go to places that are less traveled. And people, when they go into a department store, are not really regularly going to use the pooper.
Right.
If they're going to a Texaco station, you're going to poop where 5 million people
Hell
have pooped.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
the fact is, so roll into the local high-end mall. And the higher end, the better. I don't care if you're wearing jammy pants. Go in there and
Nordstrom.
Just pop in.
Yeah.
Go to Nordstrom's. Go to Neiman Marcus and go, excuse me, where's the facility? And because here's the thing. The more expensive the store is, like if it's Garfinkel's or Neiman Marcus, I read this a long time ago. Rich people don't poop.
It's
really, really cool to just go in there and do it.
I was always told by my grandparents that rich people poop money.
Poop money.
Yes.
Maybe that's why it's so clean.
That's a plus. It's not.
Actually, money can be covered with germs. That's another story. Matt from, Illinois. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. I actually had a question for Oscar about weddings.
Oh, yes, please.
Well, I was just married in August, and it was a very small wedding. I only invited about 20 people, just a few family members and some friends, and I just received an angry letter from an aunt demanding an apology for not being invited, not being told about the wedding, and now is demanding all sorts of stuff. What do you think about that?
Well, you're a white guy, I take it, and what's your background?
What do you mean?
Are you German, Jewish, Eastern European, Latin? What's your story?
Just a basic white guy from New England.
Okay, so no, but New England has a lot of guilt. You got a lot of Catholic guilt up there.
A lot of guilt.
That's
in
what
New
I got.
That's
why
about.
I asked. You write her back, and then you turn it around on her. Is what you do. You say, "Look, we would love to invite you, but you know, realistically speaking, we haven't been able to connect with. We just invited family members that we have connected with." Recently, and make her feel like she ostracized herself by not reaching out to you and your family over the years.
And if I could tip something in here, send her a Yankee candle. Thank you very much. And
good idea.
Let's move on.
Budgetary.
And this is our last call. We don't have time for any more calls on Wide Open Wednesday, and this seems to be a New England theme here.
Okay.
We go to the great state of Vermont, and this is a Marcus Curta. Curta? Is this Marcus Curta?
TV star.
Oh, yeah.
Hello? Who's calling, please?
Perfect. Sounds exactly as I would pronounce it. Exactly.
Marcus Curta, ladies and gentlemen, host of Omericast. Give him a nice round of applause.
On television, 5 days a week.
That's right.
Hi, Marcus.
Hi, guys. I just wanted to say Feliz Navidad and Merry Christmas to you and your families and everybody. It's. I think this has just been a fantastic year for you guys, you know, for TMOS, for more broadcasting, and that's been the best Christmas present I've had all year long.
Oh, that's Marcus, that is sweet. Very, very sweet. I know that Marcus likes to call towards the end of the year. We've had some Christmas parties with Marcus Serta. And, Oscar, you wanted to say something. Well, you know what? Let me get mine out of the way.
Please,
and then
please.
We'll have Oscars and Robs, and we'll get our Christmas greetings.
Absolutely.
Please.
As Mr. O'Meara begins to tee up the comedy right now. Ladies and gentlemen.
I would like to go
Marcus,
last, if that's possible.
Marcus, it was a good year with you and me. We got a chance to touch base, and not only with the live show, but we also saw each other up in Boston, which was a lot of fun, and I'd sure love to make that a regular gig. And once again, for a wonderful year, and I give you a round of applause of O'Meracast, which Woo! Are great reach outs to the fans of the show, and that show has performed a valuable service for all of us, and we wish you and your lovely bride a very Merry Christmas. Oscar, go ahead.
Marcus, I looked at your download numbers as of late, and as far as O'Meracast is concerned, have you ever thought of shutting down that show?
Hey, stop it. Now, that's not nice. That is not nice at all.
Okay, I apologize.
This is a sweet, lovely moment right now. You know what? And he's not going to, I'm not going to even allow him to respond to that because I'm going to respond to that. And besides, the bit is he's got to respond to Rob. That's the way that's the Christmas bit that we do every year. Marcus, are you still there?
Yes, still here, still listening. Yes.
Do not respond to that. And now that really wasn't a Christmas greeting from Oscar, but we leave it with Rob Spiewak, and then of course we'll wrap it up with your response to Rob. Go ahead, Rob.
Of course, at this time of year, we have to ask the question: have you ever called into a radio show before for Christmas greetings? And the answer is a yes. And Marcus, with all the great stuff that O'Meracast has brought us, and I'm talking of Jim Amato and Courtney Calkins, and of course Steve Mermelstein, I would not be doing my job if I didn't at this, the most holiest time of year, say to you, Marcus Serta, get bent.
Marcus, any response?
You, Rob.
There it is.
Oh, you did it.
Merry Christmas,
Comedy
Marcus.
Pyramid.
That's it. Yeah. He gets the joke. He gets the joke.
Did you see him on TV?
Man versus Food.
Man versus Food.
Oh, that's right. Man versus Food. Marcus is on that
show. He's prominent. He's like a co-host on it.
He played both sides.
Yes. I kid you not. More minutes of him were there than the food.
He played the man and the food. It was spectacular. All right, we'll take a break. I have no idea where we are on the show, but we'll do more when we come back.
Yeah, that'd be good. When you're sleeping.
Ladies, are you looking for hot singles in your area? Looking to connect with some of the most eligible bachelors and be swept off your feet and led into the sunset? Looking to find that kind of romance that can only be found in that movie Titanic?
Yeah? Well, me too. But in the meantime, you can find plenty of stupid cat videos to fill the void in the TMOS Ladies Who Lunch Facebook group. Join today to get your weekly dose of stupid pictures and connect with plenty of hot singles in your area. If you count Ponyboy.
Here's to the ladies who lunch.
Stretch.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Pro Flowers. It happens every holiday season. You have people on your list that you won't get to see, and sending a card doesn't feel like enough. Well, sending a beautiful bouquet from Pro Flowers can express your feelings in a way that no card can do. I recently sent Pro Flowers to Mrs. O'Meara. I sent her these wonderful candy cane roses, and she loved them.
Yes.
I was her Santa. It got the holidays off on the right foot. A bouquet or plant from Pro Flowers is perfect because it's not the same old traditional gift. It says so much more. I love, love, love their candy cane roses. You can also send their classic mini Christmas tree that comes with lights and ornaments. That is an incredible gift.
So cool.
Especially for somebody that's like in a small place that might not be having a great Christmas. What an incredible thing
Oscar.
That would be.
Yes.
You can't lose because no matter which bouquet you send, our listeners get 20% off of any of Pro Flowers bouquet or plants of $29 or more. Pro Flowers gives you more bloom for your buck, guaranteed to stay fresh for at least 7 days or your money back. Plus, you get to pick the exact date your Pro Flowers will arrive. To get 20% off all bouquets of $29 or more, go to proflowers.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. That's proflowers.com and the code TMOS, ladies and gentlemen. And all right, let me go into my system here. Hold on just a second here. It's just a very... This is a very problematic.
You got a lot
computer.
Going on.
Yeah, everything's going. It's the holidays, you know.
I'm trying
holidays.
My best.
Holidays.
I'm really trying holidays. My best. I didn't print the thing out, but you can go ahead, I think, Rob, and play the music.
Oh, okay. Here we go, then.
Fruitcake.
Ooh.
What's
Rob was giving fruit me a cake. Signal to read the letter of the day.
I shined the fruit light signal into the sky.
I mean, I get fruitcake winner 10, fruitcake winner, fruitcake backup, fruitcake. What the which one am
hey,
I supposed to
open? How about
open
this
here?
For Christmas? Settle down. Open right, the one which, marked Wednesday. That's today.
Wednesday. That with it doesn't say that. It doesn't. Hold on just a second. I'm opening it up right now.
Fruitcake winner number 10 Wednesday.
There it is. I got it. All right. Hold on a second. Hi, happy holidays, Mike, Oscar, Rob, Matt, and all the slug interns. Thank you for all the years of funny, especially on the bonus show. Ahead of the holiday travel season, I saved myself the fat shame and inconvenience of asking flight attendants for an airline seat belt extender by buying one through the Amazon link on the TMOS website.
And if you're curious, Mike, that's when he won the fruitcake. On that sentence.
That's fat.
When you
buy
your own.
Oh, dear. Ahead of the holiday travel season, I saved myself all of it. Oh, I'm sorry. I read the same sentence twice. I've also been trying to knock my wife up using the Bluetooth ovulation test kit we bought through the Amazon link. The catch is, if I do knock her up, I promised at her stern suggestion to abstain from partaking in alcohol during the time she's with child.
Oh, dear.
I may lose weight and definitely my mind.
Mine?
According to her iPhone, Monday is most likely to be the day her eggs are popping out.
Well done.
So, someone likes eggs and bodily fluids.
Yes.
I would graciously like to partake in one of Rob's famous alcohol-laden fruitcakes before my forced alcohol abstinence. Your longtime fan for over 25 years between Mobile. What's Basil?
Basil, that was another one of our affiliate towns.
Oh.
Many years
Santa
ago.
Santa Monica and Massachusetts. Chris Anderson. Let's call Chris right now and see if he's going to be home, and he'll get the fruitcake of the day.
And
one of Rob's delicious cakes.
His nickname, Johnny Extender.
Johnny Seatbelt Extender.
Hello?
Nah.
Let's see if he's home.
Well, I hope he wins.
Big fruitcake. Big fruitcake.
See if he's in bed. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, Chris Anderson.
Hey.
Chris. Yes, Chris, this is Mike O'Mara from the Mike O'Mara Show, and I was wondering if you're home right now. I guess you are. You answered.
I am at my lovely office in the middle of Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Ooh. Wow.
That's a beautiful, beautiful part. Wave to my sister as she's heading to the airport to come down and see me. Hey, Chris, I have to ask you, why do you think I'm calling you?
I got a damn fruitcake coming, I hope.
Fruitcake. Chris, you'll be buying more seatbelt extenders because, yes, a fruitcake is coming your way, my fat friend. And you know what? As a fellow fat person, Rob, too, fellow fat person, we say enjoy. It's the holidays. Take care of all the other stuff after the fact and enjoy your fabulous Rob Spiewak fruitcake, my friend.
Thank you, gentlemen. Happy New Year, Christmas, and everything else. You guys are awesome, and thanks for many years of being awesome.
Thank you very
much. Merry
Christmas. I appreciate that. Merry Christmas up in Massachusetts.
Merry Christmas to you guys.
Cambridge, Massachusetts, Brooklyn, New York, Oklahoma City. What a great wide open Wednesday.
Yeah.
Oh, we have one more. Okay, Oscar was pointing to the phones. We got one more to take. I want to get everybody in here.
Yep.
Let's go to Mother O'Brien from New Jersey. Is this Dan O'Brien's mom?
Hello. Merry Christmas. Happy, healthy New Year to all of you.
You know what? I can't even begin to tell you how thrilling it is for me to have the mom of an intern call our show and be a fan of our show. We have lots of people that are, multi-generational, but this is great. And your boy Dan has been a real asset to the microphone.
Oh, yeah. Good boy.
Well, I appreciate you taking care of him. Unfortunately, the reason why you got to hear from me this morning is I'm in front of my dentist office, so I'm not at work. Yours truly broke her tooth last night.
Oh, no.
And, so I'm ready to go and sit and get drilled and wear, have spit covering me. And
Mrs. O'Brien, Mother O'Brien, I have to ask you, what were you chewing on when you broke your tooth? I'm just kind of curious about the... If you don't want to go into great detail, that's okay, but what were you doing?
Kraft marshmallows.
No!
Pretty good.
That is pretty wonderful. You know what? I have to ask you one last question, and then we will let you go, okay? Will Dan O'Brien be getting his Red Ryder BB gun for Christmas this year?
Are you in the spoiler alert mode here?
No, no, you know you can keep.
No, I mean letting him know, letting everybody know.
You don't have to do that, Mrs. O'Brien. Hey, Merry Christmas to your entire family. Good luck with your dental procedure, and you know, pass along our very best to that that goofy intern of yours. Okay, we appreciate that.
Thank you again. We love you all.
Merry Christmas.
Right. Thank you.
That's right. Don't say Merry Christmas to the dentist. All right, there you go. But anyway, what a great wide open. That's
so cool.
It.
You know why? That's so the magic cool. of Christmas, Mike. It's the magic,
of yes. Christmas. Mm. And you know what? I thought it was Oscar. I thought it was the 8 o'clock, but no, it's just it's getting more popular.
Wouldn't it be nice, Mike, to work in an office where you have this week off?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're slaying the dragon.
Man.
Aren't we? We are really
slaying
the dragon.
It's funny how it never came up.
Can I squeeze this in before the break here?
Yes.
I really have to do
Please.
This. The fact is that last night my son was the little drummer boy at the Christmas pageant, and he killed it. I didn't realize that. I thought he would be among the hundreds of kids they had up on stage.
Yeah.
And, you know, look, I love kids. I really do. There's nothing like going to a hockey game with the mites, the little ones that are skating around. But when you go to one of these Christmas pageants and you see all these kids and you see these preschool teachers that are wrangling these kids, it's phenomenal. It's a half an hour of the greatest entertainment in the world. What I didn't know is that towards the end of the entire piece, they were going to spotlight my little guy walking down the center aisle of the church with his little special drummer boy hat on and his drum.
That's so sweet.
And he killed it. And then you see him with his big long legs as he's going up the altar steps with his knobby knees going out in the direction.
That's sweet.
He did a fantastic job. And it was wonderful. And I almost forgot that I brought my cane.
It's almost impossible to say without sounding creepy, but watching kids at Christmas is one of the greatest and most joyful things.
Because they're so excited.
To watch, I can watch a kid, when you watch a kid like at the mall go up and just hug Santa and not let go.
And Christmas
amazing.
Is so much better with kids.
It is.
It's
so
better
much
with
better.
Kids. The crying is great.
Oh, my God.
You know, they're up on stage. You get the two obligatory kids at every pageant that are going to be like, you know, they're terrified by the experience.
Mm-hmm.
My kid was up there and he handled it. He handled the pressure, and you know, it wasn't drumming on time with the pum-pum-pum-pum, but it was.
Did he do any jokes?
He didn't do stand-up.
Next year,
I asked the preschool teacher to. And by the way, he will be in preschool for 7 years. And I said, allow him 5 minutes, just like they give you at the improv.
Wouldn't it be great if you pulled the teacher aside and said, you know, this year was good, but Michael's working on a 5-minute chunk that you're going to love.
He's going to do a great set. Please let him do a set. We'll take a break and come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Welcome to my Christmas song.
Hello, this is Matt.
Yeah!
You know, Cody Boy. We wanted to bring some sizzle to the mailbag, so they brought me in. Mr. Excitement, to really get you guys riled up. If you want to get in on the red hot action, just send an email to rob@mikeomarashow.com. That's Rob with 2 B's. I hate mail. It's too slow. I crave action. So if you have a question or comment, send it along. And now, time for a nap.
Thank you, Pony Boy. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Omaha Steaks. The holidays are here. You're looking for a perfect gift. Let me tell you about Omaha Steaks and how, for only $49.99, you can get our family gift pack. Just go to omahasteaks.com and enter the code TMOS in the search bar. You get 75% off. I have both given and received Omaha Steaks, and while they say, 'tis better to give than receive.
Or so.
Nay, 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 nay. 'Tis better to receive the Omaha Steaks gift pack than to give it. I'm sorry. I know I'm trying to sell you on giving it, but you know what? Order it for yourself.
Mm. Get it.
Yes.
Unique gifts for gourmet food lovers. It's perfect. Right now, Omaha Steaks giving exclusive savings just to our listeners. Listen to what you get for under $50. 2 filet mignons, 2 top sirloins, 2 boneless pork chops, 4 boneless chicken breasts, 4 kielbasa sausages, plus 4 burgers, the best I've ever had, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel apple tartlets. An Omaha Steaks seasoning packet plus 4 additional kielbasa sausages free. Get this limited time package for only $49.99 when you go to omahasteaks.com. Type in TMOS in the search bar and add the family gift pack to your cart. Only $49.99. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Enter TMOS in the search bar and enjoy 75% savings on this Amazon amazing, not Amazon, I'm sorry, amazing assortment. Jesus. I'm so sorry.
It's fine. It's Christmas.
Can we do another show today?
If you want.
It's the gift that's guaranteed to be a hit. Thank you, Omaha Steaks.
They're the best.
Steaks.
Work for less money. All right, welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Let's start the, hold on, I have to get this ready now.
Yeah.
Because I was getting the Red Rider joke lined up there, so I have to go in here, and I have to bring this up like
I hope
this,
her tooth is okay.
And do this. Hope it's, I admit, that was a wonderful call from Mrs. O'Brien. Was
I like
it not?
Her better than her son, actually.
Very sweet.
A whole lot better.
News.
A whole lot better.
Oh, a lot better.
And we've named better. The show.
Yeah, a whole lot better. The Friars Club has canceled its March 2nd roast of Gene Simmons.
What?
The legendary club bagged the tribute after allegations of sexual misconduct against the Kiss bassist. Simmons was picked to be honored after the club chose to cancel its roast of Harvey Weinstein, also because of charges of sexual misconduct. The decision comes the same day a reporter from Australia's Daily Telegraph said that she walked out on a 1990s interview, the only time she's done so in her career, after comments by Simmons made her uncomfortable. That complaint came a day after reports that Simmons was being sued by an unidentified woman who claims the 68-year-old rocker groped her last month in a restaurant he co-owns. Simmons denies the claim, and according to the Daily Beast, Simmons was also banned from Fox News studios after he crudely insulted female Fox staffers during a visit in November. Probably not the best time to live like Gene Simmons right now.
And I can't believe they canceled the roast. Think of all that wasted work that Freddie Roman had to do.
What a shame.
To prepare all those jokes.
What a shame. By the way, in prepping for Gilbert Gottfried, I was watching the roast of George Takei.
Oh, God.
Which is, if you don't think that Gilbert Gottfried is one of the edgiest comedians working.
Brave.
Oh, God. Very brave. TJ Miller. Okay, I bring a guy up on the show, and then an hour later, he gets nailed for sexual assault.
Yeah, it's like how I kill people.
But, you know, I think what I've heard recently, and this is, look, I'm a guy, so I'm really not in the driver's seat to talk about it. I understand that the women that have gone through this, they understand it more than guys. But I will say that due process is something you're hearing a lot about nowadays. And here's what TJ Miller said regarding the most recent allegations of sexual assault against him. These were published in the Daily Beast. The media outlet published an article on Tuesday in which an anonymous accuser claimed the Silicon Valley star punched her in the mouth during sex while they were students at GWU, George Washington University.
Right here.
The accuser also claimed the actor penetrated without consent. Bad stuff. I can't give you the details on a radio show. And he choked her during a separate encounter. These are all the allegations from this anonymous person. Miller, along with his wife, Kate, addressed the allegations in a lengthy statement to E! News. Listen to this. Quote, "We met this woman over a decade ago while studying together in college. She attempted to break us up back then by plotting for over a year before making contradictory claims and accusations." This is according to TJ and his wife. "She attempted to discredit both of our voices and use us against one another by trying to portray Kate to be a continuous abuse victim of TJ. Further efforts to hurt the two of us." Quote, "She was asked to leave our university comedy group because of worrisome and disturbing behavior, which angered her immensely." Their statement continued, "She then became fixated on our relationship and began telling people around campus, 'I'm going to destroy them. I'm going to ruin them.'"
Ah.
So that's
single-wife female type of situation.
Who knows? But it's a crazy time, and I guess stay tuned for more.
All that drama in a comedy troupe.
I know, right?
Now, here's another one that lady's taken a lot of heat that has never, ever taken heat before. In posters that appeared in several locations in Los Angeles Tuesday, Meryl Streep was seemingly depicted as a Harvey Weinstein enabler by anonymous street artists.
What?
Posters hung early in the morning before the sun came up feature an image of Streep next to Weinstein with a red strip across her face with the text, "She knew." Ooh. An apparent reference to Weinstein's alleged sexual abuse of women over the course of decades. The posters are a riff on the work of artist Barbara Kruger, whose signature text in red banners has been adapted and copied for decades. So it's got the red line across, and then she knew about Harvey Weinstein. She has come out with a little exchange with Rose McGowan, denying that she knew what was going on. It's hard to comment because there's a lot of, you know, everybody's pointing a lot of different fingers at a lot of different people, and it's very, very, look, here's the way I feel about this, and maybe I'm not qualified because I'm a dude to say this, but it seems to me that the problematic individuals are the ones that do that participate in this behavior, and we are now seeing a cultural change, and I think that's positive. But as far as doing it in hindsight, you know, I'm not sure how much I would really believe that Meryl Streep really would have known, being the star that she was. I'm not sure. I don't think that she would know that Harvey behaved like this. But, you know, who's going to be able to prove it?
There's whether nothing, she knew it's not or for not. Us to say. And also, the weird thing about it is, and we kind of predicted this when this started to happen, about when the Kevin Spacey allegations broke and it started to snowball. We predicted, I do believe, that there was going to be opportunists.
Yes.
That they were going to see this cultural change, and they were going to jump on it. And I just hope that we can keep that to a minimum, because that really underscores, or really sort of knocks down the good that this is doing.
Yeah, it's a strange time that we live in, but I think a lot of this coming out, you're going to see behavior change.
Yeah.
And that's a positive. This is the full list. I don't know where I got it, but it's 2017's worst passwords.
Oh, pony.
Can't wait.
The first one, 123456.
That's a good one.
Ooh.
Second one, password. Third one, 123456789.
Oh, that's better than the first one.
The next one, QWERTY. Next one, 12345.
Oh, that's not as good.
Next one, 12345678.
Oh, we require next, 9 digits.
Another.
Yes. Next one, I'm giving you 10. Next one, let me in. Next one, 12345678. Next one, football. Number 9.
Football.
I love you. And ladies and gentlemen, I give you the number 1 crappy password. Hi, Pony.
This is great.
Admin.
Oh, no! You know, it just got edged out at number 11, Mike.
What's that?
Nameberry.
Nameberry. Open my computer or so, thank you.
I can't access my email or something.
A newly opened business in New York is aiming to bring popularity to an unusual sport that's popular in Canada. This is exciting for me. It's called axe throwing. Yo-ho!
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 The Kick Axe Throwing Range in Brooklyn. Hey, Paulie can go there. It allows aspiring lumberjacks of all ages to throw 1 to 1.5 pound axes at targets as if they were oversized darts. Here's the quote from the owner. We're really glad Kick Axe is the first in New York, and we're going to bring axe throwing to another level. His name is Daniel Velasco, and he's an expert at Kick Axe. He said it helps everyone get off all of their aggression of the week just by chucking axes at a board. Velasco said the sport is not about strength, it's about control. There you go.
Now, yes, there was one opening up in a sketchy neighborhood in D.C. Is that open yet?
I think they're slated for January.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah. It's sweeping the world. The world.
The world.
And now a little something-something. 34-year-old Nicole Shankster, she was sitting in a Clearwater, Florida bus shelter last Tuesday afternoon.
What state?
Florida.
Okay.
She was drinking vodka while simulating sex acts for the enjoyment of motorists caught in rush hour traffic on the adjacent street.
Ooh.
Well, then things got really weird.
Wow.
When police arrived to arrest her, she yelled racial slurs at one of the officers. Then, as Shankster was being restrained from her lewd acts, she rubbed herself on one of the cop's arms, continuing her not quite so simulated act, and then she licked it, the arm. Shankster is locked up in lieu of $5,100 bond, and I thought it might be special to give you a special Christmas edition of our Florida slogan.
Oh, this is a Christmas slogan for the state of Florida.
Ladies and gentlemen, happy holidays from all of us down in the Sunshine State. Here we go. Drunk girl waiting for the city bus, fingers wandering down south. racial slurs being thrown in the air and screaming from her potty mouth. Everybody knows some vodka and some crystal meth will help to keep the season bright. Although it's been said many times, many ways, this is Florida and it's weird. Thank you. Thank you all very much.
Oh, yeah.
Happy holidays. We'll take a break and have an audio vault for you right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Man, we've really been killing it on the More Network podcast. You were recently on Tony Perkins, man. You were hilarious.
Well, thank you. I think we did a good job on the Mike O'Mara Show itself.
We should probably try to target some of the other shows like Cake and Cookies, maybe Tech 411.
Yeah, how about AmeriCast?
Good one, man.
All right.
Anyway.
AmeriCast, is that even still on the network? Anyway, Rob and Joe Show, new episode every week. Please subscribe on iTunes, robandjoeshow.com.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by eHarmony. If you've tried online dating, chances are you've run into lazy text messages, dead-end conversations, and random matches that never materialize. You can't get to know someone just by looking at their picture, and you'll never swipe left or swipe right into a lasting relationship. eHarmony is unlike any other online dating site. It's built to help you find lasting, meaningful relationships. It's not a shallow hookup site. They've helped over 1 million people find their perfect match. eHarmony uses years and years of science data and psychological research to send you the right matches. There are plenty of hookup sites out there, but that's not what eHarmony does. That's why I love it. eHarmony brings compatible people together. Right now, our listeners can get a free month with eHarmony when they sign up for a 3-month subscription. Just enter the code TMOS at checkout. Stop waiting and start your journey to a satisfying, meaningful relationship. It can be fun to play around with online dating apps, but when you're ready to fall in love with someone and have a meaningful relationship, there's only one app that's built to bring you real love, and that's eHarmony. Come see how eHarmony can change your life. Go to eHarmony.com and get started and enter the code TMOS at checkout, and we thank you. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Wednesday, December 20th, 5 days before Christmas, on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm going to give me one of these in advance. Erin Burnett is still Box, and I will occasionally watch her on television.
Okay, all right. All right, thank you.
But she had a guest on yesterday, Luis Elizondo. I don't know why this isn't getting more play in the news, that a guy released a film that was a government film of a UFO, and the government
they
revealed.
Did, yeah.
They revealed, oh, yeah.
Well, I thought it was all over. It was all online yesterday. I was watching
And they said, oh, yeah, we had a department that watched UFOs and studied space, outer space, things like that. For a while, we just didn't tell you about it. So she had on Luis Elizondo. He was the ex-UFO chief. It served under
because he got shut down in 2012.
Yeah, and he served in the Department of Defense. And she really sort of pinned him and said, what are your beliefs about, you know, extraterrestrials? Yeah.
I know you think that the government didn't take the threat seriously enough. So let me just ask you point blank the question. Do you believe that life from somewhere else, while you ran this program, came here, visited, observed?
Through the observation, scientific methodologies that were applied to look at this phenomena, that these aircraft are displaying characteristics that are not currently within the U.S. inventory, nor in any foreign inventory that we are aware of.
So I know you're using, you're being clear, but I mean, the answer is yes.
My personal belief is that there is very compelling evidence that we may not be alone, whatever that means.
Pretty crazy.
That's such a great answer, too.
Yeah.
I like the way he gives the scientific jargon. He's answered that question multiple times.
Sure.
Book that guy on the show. I'd love to talk to
you. Luis Elizondo, yeah.
I did a term paper on UFOs at American University. I studied it. And it was fascinating back then. It's fascinating right now. It is. Listen, and you know, when I did, it's funny, Rob, because when we did the space documentary,
right,
Unraveling the Cosmos, here's the fact that I don't think many people really spend any time thinking about this, but this is a simple issue of vastness.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It is absolutely mind-numbing. You know, you look up at the stars and go, hey, there's a lot of stars up there. When you think of the galaxies, you think of the galaxies upon galaxies upon galaxies. And the galaxy is what we're in here in Earth, and it's unbelievably vast.
Right.
And there are so many of them, in the entire universe. It's just you would have to be extremely close-minded and arrogant to think that somewhere, somehow,
there's not something
that we're not all doing this. That there's not a type of formation of a planet that could support life like Earth. So I believe it.
Just a quick question. Through your research and your work on the cosmos, can you confirm that the Dundalk of space is still Uranus?
Yes. Yes, it is. Yeah. And by the way, as Oscar knows and has so eloquently stated, that was a title that was given to Bowie prior to 1996. And Dundalk assumed the mantle in 97 and has held so right through 2017, which is fantastic. And I think it's really good. But hey, Virginia, let me just make it real clear to you, okay? Coming on strong, Dumfries. Do not, don't think that you're out of the running.
The White House has commented on it, and they said if there are illegal aliens, they're going to build a wall, and they're going to pay for it.
That's right. Absolutely.
We're safe, everybody. I'm sad that Joel Rogers did not call in today because I had this in the chamber. So this is for Joel Rogers, a good fan of the show, airline pilot. Thank you, Ben McDaniel, for making this.
Joel Rogers.
Ben McDaniel, beautiful singer. That's wonderful.
And another thing of beauty, Jimmy Cerrito had the Jot Christmas party this week. And
I hope you're going to play the clip that I saw.
He went live. He did a lengthy Facebook Live. I'd like to play the entire thing.
Is this the one
thing
where he's wearing the suit with the maroon shirt?
Yes, this would be the one.
This I actually stopped last night, brought my daughter over to my chair, and I said, look at the drunk post that Jimmy put up.
I apologize because it's a very long post. This is Jimmy, his
listen to this, Oscar,
greeting everyone on Facebook Live.
If we beat the Patriots on Christmas Eve, I'll throw a pie in my own face.
Thank you very much, Jimmy.
My God.
If you didn't catch that intricate, detailed post from my buddy, Jimmy Cerrito.
Your sweet, dear friend.
My sweet, dear friend, the truer words never spoken. It's absolutely true. This is Jimmy and his Christmas greeting to everyone.
If we beat the Patriots on Christmas Eve, I'll throw a pie in my own face.
Oh, ho, ho.
Thank you. Thank you. Then he was up at 8 o'clock the next morning coloring.
I think he might have been coloring the toilet. Yeah, that
outside
morning.
The line.
Probably right.
I want to leave you with something really cool. We occasionally play these isolated vocals. I've never heard Jim Morrison's voice isolated. And this,
I'd love to hear that.
This is really cool. This was their first hit record, Break On Through.
I normally give you a hard time, but I would love to hear Jim Morrison.
Here's Jim Morrison's voice. And actually, his vocal is a little more impressive when you hear it busted away from the music.
You know, the day destroys the night. Night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, yeah.
Great band.
Love the Doors.
We chased our pleasures here. Dug our treasures there. Or can you still recall time we cried? Break on through to the other side.
Can I tell you this?
Yeah.
To the other side.
As someone who knows, being in bands and knows, his voice is a little partied out, too.
Oh, sure.
You can tell that man's had some late nights.
However, it works for the band.
It totally works for the band.
My baby, she get high. She get high. She get high.
So do you.
Yeah, and here's there's one other clip I have, a brief clip of Jim Morrison here.
If we beat the Patriots on Christmas Eve, I'll throw a pie in my own face.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
Thank you, everybody. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. I want to mention to everybody, we are going to be doing another Political Persuasions this week.
Yes.
So you want to get that. We'll be talking all about taxes. Are you getting screwed?
Taxes!
Taxes!
Let me give you a little hint. One of the hosts will be objective about that answer. The other host will be screaming like a maniac that you're getting boned. You're going to bleed. Anyway, Political Persuasions. Make sure you check it out at MichaelMaraShow.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. Join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Ciao, ciao.
Now that the show is over, hitch up the reindeer to your magic sleigh and get on over to Amazon. Amazon has everything. Just be sure to access it at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Or click the link on our website. So quick, so easy. So shop Amazon and Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.